I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the show where we bring you the very best in superhero and pop culture entertainment. My name is Troy, and this week I am joined by a very animated, very into it, Cade Moyer.
I don't want to brag, but I got a standing desk, so I'm taking full advantage of the motion that I have now.
Well, that's fair. And for everyone playing at home, we are doing this by Zoom. Not necessarily, it's not COVID related or anything like that. It's just because, hey, we're too lazy.
Yeah.
Too
late. We could not be bothered to drive maybe 5 minutes down the road to each other's.
Yeah. I think, to be fair, it's about 10. So you've got a standing desk. I'm sitting like the fat, unathletic man I am. What's up, man? How's standing life?
Look, I'm not going to lie. It's already pretty shit. And you're going to actually probably hear me getting more puffed as the episode goes on. You'll be hearing me just, yeah, so, ooh, boy.
Imagine being so unathletic that you get puffed standing.
Look, I think it happens to some people, and if that's you, you're fat.
Yeah, like there is nothing else to say, and we can say that. It's fine for us to say that, because we ain't no shredded like lettuce boys.
No, but I think even if we were, and you got puffed standing, there's something wrong with you. Unless you're elderly, go see a doctor.
Literally, your only excuse is if you're an old fart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, mate, this week, what are we doing? We're talking the bloody news, aren't we?
Yeah, this is a throwback to yesteryear, yesterpod, to Comic Confidential 1.0. The alpha edition, we're now in the beta version.
couple of beta boys in the beta edition. We're gonna a whole bunch of we're just doing a news catch up. We're doing a people catch up, and we're doing a news catch up. We've got a whole bunch of stuff that we want to run through that we haven't had a chance to talk about, and we thought, hey, you know what? Let's just fucking do it.
Yeah, and you know what? It's really all based around this like massive bombshell that kind of just dropped at time of recording, with ScarJo. Scarlett Johansson, she's throwing down with Disney and Disney Plus because she ain't happy because she's getting swindled, mate.
She is. She's getting hoodwinked. She's getting swindled. She's getting robbed blind of that sweet cash money. So basically it all comes down to the fact that her contract with Marvel basically stipulated that she would get a percentage of the box office, right? And that sort of pays into her wage. And effectively what's happened with Disney Plus releasing directly to streaming, which I don't think they were necessarily going to do initially, but they've released it directly to streaming. And guess what guess what happens then? You get pirates. Don't you?
Mate, you get pirates, you start sailing the seven seas. And not only that, you know, you get people really taking advantage. They'll be doing watch parties.
Exactly. You
know, like, hey guys, all come over to my place. I just bought Black Widow, and you know, you'll get 10 people in there watching that. Or, you know, people like you and me who have a shared account, and not a shared account, it's all under the one house. See, Troy's actually in the room next to me.
That's right. Disney. That's how lazy we are.
Disney, if you're listening. I love the fact that we have that availability, but I can definitely see how it can hurt box office and, I guess, individuals who have these types of contracts to go, well, look, these two motherfuckers aren't paying for these tickets.
Yeah.
And I ain't happy. And you know what? It's not just ScarJo that's not happy. It's also the cinemas, because they're missing out big time. Like, this could – platforms like this will sink AMC over in the States.
Oh, absolutely. If it hasn't already. I don't know if there's much coming back from for a couple of these sort of like theater chain companies. But when you look at like with Black Widow, it took a 63% or something like that, like a 60 something percent second week drop, which is unprecedented for flops, for absolute shithouse flops. And it's never happened in the history of the MCU. This is the biggest second week drop. And obviously a lot of that is due in part to the fact that, yeah, like a lot of people got to see it straight away. They didn't have to leave their homes. Like you said, they were doing watch parties. They got shared accounts. You can get a perfectly fucking streamed edition right on your own computer for free the same night, the next day. And you can't tell me that people aren't doing that rather than forking out $35 or whatever it is, you know, to stream it at home or more for two people to go to the cinemas.
Yeah, so it's dangerous stuff for these cinemas, man. Like, and dangerous for these people who have these types of contracts, because it's been reported that ScarJo got paid $20 million to appear in this movie, which is, you know, that's gigantic in itself.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
But there was also, you know, obviously a clause, and this is something that a lot of, I guess major actors do now, is that they take a percentage of the box office.
Yeah.
And I guess the nuts and bolts of this whole situation is that this wasn't supposed to, apparently it wasn't supposed to get released on streaming. This was supposed to be a cinema release only. And Disney just held on to this movie forever, and they must have just got to that breaking point where it was like, we need to release this one way or another, because we're going to be way, way, way in the red on this. And maybe it really wouldn't surprise me if they took the gamble to go, you know what, if we get sued, we have buffer for it.
Exactly. As if Disney's not going to be able to pay fucking Scarlett Johansson whatever it is she wants. That's pennies to the mouse. But you got to look at it like Fast 9 have done it pretty well. So Fast 9 actually releases to streaming, I believe it's either, I think it's next week, or when this episode drops, the week of this episode or something like that. The time is irrelevant. But the fact is they let it go for about 4 or 5 weeks prior to actually releasing on streaming. And you're going to have that drop anyway, you know. But those first 2 weeks at the box office are absolutely crucial for box office dollars. And Fast 9 raked it in over the first few weeks. Like, it was number one, like, for week 1, 2, 3, and I think even maybe 4. It might have dropped off after that. So you've got to, you know, you got to feel for it. There's a lot of potential lost, like, earning potential, you know, because they just didn't do it right. And they've done it similar ways before, but, you know, we're not talking about a movie as big as Black Widow.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, F9, I just did a quick Google. I used the one Google for the episode, and
done. You're done, mate.
I'm done. But it's already pulled in over $600 million.
In a COVID-19 affected world, like, that's nuts.
That is nuts. That's genuinely crazy to, man. But you know what? That's what you do for family.
Well, that's exactly what you do for family. Now use my Google and find out what Black Widow's done. but basically, yeah, like, you know, and having made that money in the box office, like, they can kind of sit back and go, all right, well, now we'll release it to streaming and we'll, you know, we'll go fucking whatever, man. Like, whatever. If people pirate this thing, they pirate this thing. We've made our money. It's all good. What's the word on the Black Widow box office?
So Black Widow has grossed $158 million at the box office.
Yep.
So that's not too bad. And also $60 million from at-home purchases. So, you know, that's not bad.
See, it's not bad, but this movie probably had like $150 million budget, right? And then, you know, you're looking at that 60% second week drop. Like, it could have made a shit ton more. You know what I mean? And I don't think ScarJo's contract has anything to do with streaming. I don't know if she gets any of the fucking streaming money. I think the contract specifically says box office. Whether they're going to count that as box office or not, I don't know. But a lot of people have come out in support of her. Kevin Feige's come out and said, you know, it's disgusting. Disney have kind of, you know, they've had their little backlash and said that they're, you know, incredibly upset and, you know, disappointed, I guess, with Scarlett Johansson. And let's be clear, it's not Scarlett Johansson. necessarily. She's not the one.
It's her management. It's her management.
It's her management. Yeah,
that's what it is.
She's not the one that's, you know, that's fucking calling up the lawyer and going, let's fucking do this. It's her management. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But disappointing all round. I guess ultimately it doesn't matter because she's not coming back anyway. She's pretty much done. So as long as Florence Pugh is happy with how everything went, that's kind of all that really matters. Yeah. Hey, speaking of Florence Pugh, this is a segue into kind of the next story, being that the release date of the next Disney Plus television series, Hawkeye, has finally been announced, November 24. Are you keen?
You know what? I am... I'm as keen for this as I was for Loki. And I was, you know, I had no expectations for Loki.
Would you say your expectations were Loki?
Oh,
hey.
I was Loki, only a little bit excited for it.
That's enough.
Yeah. But look, I have no expectations, man. Hawkeye, I think, is one of the most dogshit characters in the MCU.
Come on.
And
now.
No, you come on, mate. And
come on now.
Nah, you come on. And you know, what are we? Fucking 26 movies or something into the MCU? And I've still
24, pal, calm down.
Well, okay, count these series though. So you know, I still do not have like any care factor for this character. Like he could have been the dude that jumped off the thing in Milnor and I wouldn't have cared.
Is that what the place was called?
I think so.
Milnor?
Milnor or Vilmor or something like that. Red Skull's place.
It's Vormir.
Maybe it, yeah.
Just down the road from Milnor, though.
Yeah.
It's like a good 10-minute drive from the Milnor CBD.
I was thinking of the variant. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, no, that's fair. What about the fact that we get Kate Bishop, Hayley Steinfeld? Don't care?
Oh, you know what? Like, we're genuinely building to the Young Avengers because we've got the young Loki that we saw in Loki.
Yeah.
We're getting her. You know, we are also getting the Miss Marvel TV series that no one's really talking about.
Oh, apparently, mate. No, calm down. Because apparently there was fan backlash on the internet today because Hawkeye was announced as having a release date. And then Miss Marvel fans took to the internet to demand, I say, to Disney Plus to give them the date, the release date. I'm not kidding. Don't shake your head at me. This is a thing that actually happened. They were demanding the release date for Miss Marvel because we got the release date for Hawkeye.
Man, they all need to chill because like all ten of those fans just need to chill.
Yeah, just calm the fuck down. It's gonna happen. You're gonna get it. So that's a big break between Loki finishing in July and us not getting the next series until November. So a chance to kind of breathe, I guess, if you will, from these Marvel TV series. What's kind of been your, and we're not going to deep dive into this or anything like that, but what's been your overall take of these? You know, we've had the three so far. What's your overall take on the quality that we've gotten from these three series?
I think Loki was easily above and beyond all the other TV series. The thing with WandaVision is that it was an absolute, I guess, a shit show for fans because there were so many theories going around and none of them paid off. And like the actors and Marvel, they were really leaning into that and it was kind of just leading everyone on.
Yeah.
And it just kind of, it was a nothing kind of finale apart from, okay, cool, we got Scarlet Witch and, you know, wow. Like what else was I expecting from that? With Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Hey, cool. We got there in the end. And you know what? The thing is, like that storyline was so heavily altered because of COVID, because it was supposed to be a kind of like a pandemic outbreak. That was the plot line for that series. So I mean, they had to go and change that and you know, like it was good enough. I would not rate the new Falcon / Captain America suit.
Oh, come on now.
No, man. Like,
get
you know,
out of here. That's my favorite MCU suit. You are high.
Nah, man. You know what I hate about it is the cow. What? Is the headpiece.
The glasses specifically, like
the bit that just half wraps around his head. Like, I get it, it's in the comics, but in the comics it still looks shit.
Mate, you lose all of the heat from the top of your head. You need to keep that part open so you can regulate the temperature. It's fucking ingenious.
Nah, you know what? If he just had goggles, I'll be so much happier.
Just goggles.
Yeah, just the goggles. Lose the headpiece. I think it was ridiculous.
And a real fucking falcon. None of this red wing shit no more. Give us a real bird.
At least
that shits on his shoulder. You know, like those weird people that you see in the supermarkets?
I fucking hate those people.
Man. They come into the supermarkets and they got their parrots or whatever on their fucking shoulder and they got like bird shit down the back of their shirt. Usually a Hawaiian shirt because they're like overweight.
Usually have a goatee or something.
Usually
like
have
that.
A goatee, male or female. and always bird shit. That's the Sam Wilson Captain America / Falcon that I want. That's my Captain America. until that happens in the MCU, not interested. Just very quickly, I thought, obviously I like that suit. That's fine. I thought Falcon vs. Winter Soldier was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I understand that the story was a little bit, like, not a lot happened, but I enjoyed it nonetheless. I think I really enjoyed WandaVision, but I think that was made more by it had a really strong middle act. I think the end was a bit of a letdown. The start was a bit like, what the fuck is actually happening here? I mean, I'm here for it, but it's a bit thing. But Loki all the way through, I was pretty well like, yeah, this is the shit. Except I was very, and you know, I know you guys just did an episode on Loki, so we're not going to talk about it, but I was just very kind of like, what the fuck is this guy's like skill set? What's his actual power fucking rating here? Like, he can fucking, you know, hold and move like entire buildings and then also get the shit kicked out of him by fucking randos.
Yeah.
so I just don't know what the hell is happening anymore. But overall, I thought it was good.
Yeah. Look, there's just so much about that whole Loki and those whole power sets that, man, that's a rabbit hole that you can really go down. And I don't think they knew what they were doing there, man. But, you know, back to Hawkeye.
Yes. this is how interesting Hawkeye is. Hawkeye exactly. is so uninteresting that everyone just starts talking about the other Marvel series instead.
Look, if I've said this before, and if this is not the Hawkeye series, I'm going to be really, really disappointed. I want him and his daughter just to go around New York City finding all his arrows that he shot.
Yeah, well, now that Black Widow has set a precedent of being able to set these shows kind of, you know, wherever, in between sort of things, then this one is set right after the battle in New York, and it's literally just Hawkeye walking around just picking up his arrows going, fuck, I hate this part of the day.
Yeah. Or I want it to be him looking through a barber's book at haircuts and then deciding that's the one that I want. That's what I want to look like in Endgame.
Whose decision was that? Like, at what point is he so devastated by the loss of his family that he takes on the name Ronan and just starts randomly killing everybody? But he also has time to go to a fucking barber and go, you know what, I'll take the fuck boyest haircut you've got.
You know what I think it was? He actually, he went to Springfield in that time and he joined the Springfield Nuclear Plant's softball team. And Mr. Burns came along and was like, mate, get rid of those sideburns. And that was the outcome.
Fucking Jesus Christ. That's all. So I don't know where your mind was going. I don't know where that was going, but I like where we ended up. November 24th, keep an eye out for it. Be keen because it's coming whether you want it or not. Look, I'm keen. I'm interested to see what they do with the story. I think if they keep it like super... well, they're going to have to keep it super grounded. No one's got powers, but they keep it super grounded. I like Hayley Steinfeld. So, hey, I'm keen enough, but goddammit, just tell me when fucking Miss Marvel's coming. Cause if you don't give me the release date for that, I'm going to fucking riot.
Look, you're not wrong. You're okay. Not wrong. We're going to start a three man riot. Hey, you know, look at what small crowds did to releasing the Snyder Cut. You never know what two angry fat boys will do.
Well, exactly. But hey, good segue. Wasn't intended, but we're going to talk about we're going to talk about a couple of things similar to that. We're going to talk about releasing the Aya cut, which is still a thing that's trending on the internet. People are still demanding. They're now demanding. People get on the internet and demand things all the time, but they're still now demanding that Warner Brothers release the Aya cut, which he has said is a heartfelt, emotional movie with not a single radio song in it. Is his exact words. Not a single radio song, whatever that means. I think that's a dig at Zack Snyder. That's like a real dig at Zack Snyder.
You reckon?
Oh, he loves those needle drops, man. Every single movie does. Goddamn fucking Justice League had 4,000 of them. And then you watch Army of the Dead and, you know, you've got the Elvis song at the start. You've got all this thing happening. That's Zack Snyder through and through.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With James Gunn's Suicide Squad releasing in less than a week, the week that this episode will drop, do you at all give a shit about the Aya cut of the old school Suicide Squad?
No, not at all. And from everything that I've heard, because like I've checked in on a couple of reviews for this movie, and it's basically been getting tens across the board.
Yeah, everyone's like, fucking loving this shit.
Man, this is supposed to be like the creme de la creme of DC movies. So yeah. I'm really fucking pumped because I have like no expectations for it. And yeah. If I'm hearing shit like this, because the trailers really just show that the bad guy's Staru, and that's about it.
Yeah, it doesn't really give away too much.
No, it doesn't. And I don't even think he's the big villain in it. Spoiler, I guess, yeah. If I'm right, which I will be.
It's happened before.
Yeah. So I'm really stoked for it. And everything that I've heard is that, man, the first one is just like swept under the rug.
Exactly. And that's kind of my thing. Like how salty is David Ayer going to be when James Gunn's Suicide Squad releases to like fucking rave reviews? Because it's already... You know, it's basically, it's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes after 43 reviews. Don't know where it's going to like actually land when it comes out and everybody starts reviewing it and all that sort of stuff. IGN have given it a 9 out of 10. Like it's just everywhere you look, comicbook.com, all these things are praising it, calling it, you know, one of the best movies, like one of the best comic book movies that DC's produced and all this sort of stuff. Fuck, that guy's going to be so salty.
Oh,
when
yeah.
That shit comes out and it's like nobody's talking about his shitty ass Suicide Squad anymore.
Yeah, man, it's like, what's the future for the DC EU or the world of DC or whatever they call it these days?
Aquaman 2, baby, it's coming.
They're building this thing, man, and how the fuck don't we have a Man of Steel 2 yet? It's beyond me. Give James Gunn Man of Steel 2.
If Suicide Squad is even like 75% what everybody is already saying it is, then give James Gunn everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're talking about Man of Steel 2, and we already know that Warner Brothers are planning on releasing a, for lack of a better definition, a Black Superman movie with Ta-Nehisi Coates writing and J.J. Abrams producing. So they're looking to run that way. It's just been released that Michael B. Jordan is looking to develop a Val Zod series. That's another Black Superman, Earth 2 Superman, for HBO Max. He's looking to develop a series for that. So I think with that happening, and I think with the Ta-Nehisi Coates written Superman movie coming, Man of Steel is done. Like we are not getting that movie. That is they've moved past that.
Man, why do they hate him? Why do they hate Henry Cavill? What did he do?
I don't know.
Who's he got pictures of?
He doesn't have. You know what it is. Every Warner Brothers executive's wife has pictures of Henry Cavill.
That's what it is.
He doesn't have pictures of anybody. Everybody's got pictures of him, and everyone's pissed off because no one looks like him. No one's as bloody good looking as Henry Cavill, and they're all like, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this bastard. I'm not fucking producing. I'm not paying for another movie for this guy to get his fucking shirt off while I am fucking happily married.
And you know what? I know what scene it is too, because it's a scene that replays in my head anytime I'm alone.
It's the fucking oil rig scene.
Oh man, that and the scene where he runs around that house.
Yeah, and steals the fucking shirt.
Oof.
Because he's a fucking common thief, but oof, man. You know what I mean? God damn. That's the best we've ever gotten on screen, let me tell you.
Man, you could just end the DCEU right there. You could just put Finn on the screen and I'm done.
Done. So there's a lot of stuff happening in the worlds of Warner Brothers, whether it's motion picture or whether it's on HBO Max, when it comes to Superman, just not the Superman that we would like to see more of in the sense of Henry Cavill's Superman. But yeah, what do you think about a Michael B. Jordan developed / probably starred in HBO Max series about Earth 2 Superman?
Oh man, could be cool. I'm hearing that the Lois and Superman TV show is like one of the best things on TV just in general at the moment. So, you know, I've watched the first two episodes of that, and man, I was hooked on it, and then it went on this big massive COVID break, and I just haven't got back to it.
Yeah.
But man, I'm always down for more Superman in my world. You know, we've got Titans coming out soon, where we've got Superboy. Superboy.
Yeah, that guy.
A version of it.
Yeah.
So, man, just give me more super people. I'm all down for it.
Just give me as many super people as you got.
And not only that, you know, we've got Supergirl coming out in the Flash movie.
Oh, okay, cool. I thought you were going to talk about the TV show for a second there, and I was going to go, mate, no. But you're spot on in when you're talking about Lois and Clark, or whatever it's called, Superman and Lois, Lois and Clark.
With Dean Cain.
With Dean Cain, yeah, with Terry Hatcher and Dean Cain. Great show. But when you're talking about Superman and Lois, it is very good. It struggles a bit at times with the classic low-budget TV show effects, and sometimes, like, you know, the episode they came back with from the break, while a very good episode, initially you're kind of looking at it and you're like, that all of that is fucking just horribly fake. And it sort of takes you out of it a little bit. But for the most part, when they're just doing the story and when they're doing the acting and stuff like that, it's actually really good. It's a really good story. So I enjoy what they're doing with that. I think, man, give me anything with Michael B. Jordan and I will be happy. That's about all I can say on that. And there has been a lot of leaked Flash stuff going around as well.
Did you see the leaked trailer, man?
Oh, I have not seen a leaked trailer.
Yeah, there was like a leaked footage or a leaked trailer. It got ripped off the internet quicker than fucking anything I've seen in my life.
Damn, I can imagine. How have they put together a trailer already?
Oh, I don't know if it's a trailer, but it could have been test footage or something like that. Even finding details about this is really hard. It's sketchy because essentially what it was Supergirl, Batman, Michael Keaton's Batman, and The Flash all in like Michael Keaton's like bat ship or something like that.
His bat ship. They're all stepping all over Michael Keaton's bat shit.
Yeah.
This movie is going to be wild. I've seen the footage of the Ben Affleck's Batman's bloody stunt double on the bat cycle, cruising around Gotham, chasing after some sort of like armored truck or whatever it is. That looks pretty cool. Apparently, I don't know how this works, but I'm sure I read today that the body double for Ben Affleck's Batman is also the body double for Robert Pattinson's Batman. Does that make any sense to you? Am I going crazy? Because I'm sure that's what I read. And I'm like, those two could not be more different physically. Am I right?
I haven't seen Robert Pattinson in ages. He could be jacked, man.
I don't think he's jacked. He said he wasn't going to get jacked for this movie.
He's a big fucking troll too.
Well, that's true. That is true. But apparently the biggest point of contention from all of the stuff that was released recently is the fact that the Flash's suit It looks like it's going to be part practical, part CGI, which has people kind of up in arms. And I know a lot of, like, that happens a lot of times. I mean, it happens with fucking Iron Man suit, obviously. We've seen the shit that fucking Josh Brolin wore as, like, Thanos. And all of these people, you know, kind of, like, rolling around in these, you know, these sort of suits made specifically for VFX. But apparently this one's pissed people off more than anything. Like, a lot of people are really upset with the fact that it's going to be a partly CGI suit.
Man, it needs to be part CGI because, you know, if you base it off the concept art that they've got, it's kind of like this thing has glowing channels of energy through it. So,
yeah.
You know, like, I'm fully down for that. And if you want a practical suit, like, I love the Shazam movie, but that suit was a bit rubbish.
Well, that was a classic muscle suit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like a padded muscle suit. You know who didn't have a muscle suit? Reported. Not a single fake muscle in his suit. Henry fucking Cavill.
I would believe it.
Dead set true. No stuffing in the jocks area. I don't know about that. But not a single bit of padding in the muscle area, apparently. So,
yeah, but just anyway. just a beast of a man. So.
Just a beast of a man. Anyway, I agree with you. Like, fuck, like, how are you not going to have this suit as part CGI? Like, why are people upset? Why do people think this is disappointing? Like,
well, I don't know. These people, Troy, obviously think that he can actually tap into the speed force. The actor can tap into the speed force and generate the effects himself. Because otherwise, it's all fake, mate.
Man, people on the internet are fucking weird, aren't they? They're like, you know, there's some strange people out there. I know some of you listen to this show. Goddamn weirdos. Most of you are pretty good, to be fair. Hey, here's the thing that's happening. I'm moving on. Here's the thing that's happening. Predator fucking 5 is happening. Yep. We sort of already knew it was happening. Director Dan Trachtenberger, who did 10 Cloverfield Lane, is coming back to direct Predator 5, which is going to be titled Skull.
Oh.
Which I think is... certainly different. It's not Predator or Predators or The Predator or Alien vs. Predator or anything like that. Predator 2, nah, it's Skull. And apparently he's, the big plan is to take things back to basics, and he believes that his movie will be as good as the first. What do you think about that?
That is the fucking most bold statement in the world. Unless he's got, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme in the suit, cracking the shits every 10 minutes and then gets replaced by a no-namer, he has no chance of replicating this first movie.
It's got to be the lobster-looking suit that Van Damme was wearing. This is the movie that brings back the Van Damme lobster suit that we were all fucking hoping made it to the final cut of the first movie.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, with a name like Skull, fuck, man, I hope they pay off. Predator 2, when you go down into the Predator's lair in the ship. In the subway. Oh, was it in the ship or in the subway? It was in the ship.
No, he went in their ship.
Ah, and you just see all the different skulls because, man, that was like the world's first pop culture genuine crossover where you saw like the alien skull and you're like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I remember seeing it for the first time. Like, the first time I watched that movie and you see the Xenomorph skull on the wall, I shat my pants. I was like, oh, my God, this is the best thing that's ever happened. And then they did Alien vs. Predator, and I wanted to basically shoot myself and mount myself on the Predator's wall because that movie was fucking terrible. I don't know. I mean, that's a big fucking statement, isn't it?
It's too big.
You know, to say that your fifth Predator movie – after the release of 2019's The Predator, which was absolute ass, to be fair. I know you liked it, but fuck me, that movie was dumb as shit. Hey, more power to you if you've got that kind of belief in yourself, I guess.
Yeah, good for him if he can go out there and say, look, I can do this. All the luck to you.
All the luck to you. All right, so... You have, you've told me, this is news that I got from you, and I know there's been some talk about this, but they're talking about the Marvel characters essentially making it back to the movies. Is that a thing that's legitimately happening or what? We're talking about the Marvel Netflix characters, I'm assuming?
Yeah, so this is something that is getting a lot of attention. And man, I'm surprised you're not all over this. So essentially, Kingpin is coming back.
Okay, confirmed for the Spider-Man multiverse.
Yeah, something. No, he's actually going into the Hawkeye series.
Oh, okay, excellent.
Yeah, so that becomes as much canon of the MCU as it can.
Yeah,
and man, if you got him coming back into the MCU, that just leaves those floodgates open to always leave out Iron Fist.
Always, just whatever you do, just fucking leave out Iron Fist. I know we've still got Oscar Isaac's Moon Knight series coming. That's a thing that's happening. That opens up, plenty. I mean, that's something that could essentially give us more Daredevil. I think if we can get Charlie Cox back as Daredevil, I'd be pretty happy with that. To be fair, if we could only get like a handful of them back, I would get fucking Vincent D'Onofrio's Kingpin. I'd get Charlie Cox's Daredevil, and maybe Mike Colter's Luke Cage. I don't even know. Maybe not even him. Maybe John Bernthal's Punisher. But even fuck. I don't know.
Man, well, okay. Let's speculate. Imagine if the Hawkeye series was Hawkeye actually chasing down the Punisher.
Ooh. Well, that would be interesting. Who wins that fight? Right? It's got to be the Punisher.
And fucking easy. Punisher's like, just pulls out a gun.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you got arrows? Well, how about this fucking rocket launcher? Hey.
And then as Hawkeye's dying, he's like, Budapest!
Well, we already know what happened in Budapest anyway, so, man, fuck that guy. look, this is the good thing about Hawkeye, especially if they are bringing back Vincent D'Onofrio's Kingpin, then why can't they bring those other characters back? I'm not saying they'll do it because you don't want to have too many in there. But at the end of the day, who the fuck else is like Hawkeye really going to battle in this series?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's always been the rumors that Charlie Cox is going back into the MCU through Spider-Man.
Yep.
And I would be 100% down for that. But, you know, if that movie is going to be as jam-packed as they say it's going to be,
it's going to have all the Spider-Men in it. It's going to have Andrew Garfield. It's going to have Tobey Maguire's chins. It's going to have it's going to have all the chins are going to be in there. So I don't know, man. The whole thing is nuts. I say if you can bring back Vincent D'Onofrio's Kingpin, if you can bring back Charlie Cox's Daredevil, do that. The rest of them, I could probably live without, to be fair.
Yeah.
Especially you, Iron Fist, you bastard. Well,
man, I would absolutely love and flip out to see Iron Fist in Shang-Chi.
Nah. Okay, fine. I would love to see Iron Fist anybody that isn't the one that was played by Finn Jones, though. Like, give me a new Iron Fist. Like, if you want to introduce a new Iron Fist, fuck, that would be amazing. Imagine at some point if Shang-Chi came across Luke Cage and Iron Fist, Power Man and Iron Fist.
Oh, that would be fucking amazing.
I'd be amazing. It'd be so goddamn good, but they, you know, as long as they did it with somebody who wasn't Finn Jones, and let's be fair, we probably need to move past Mike Colter as well, but man, fucking that would be awesome.
Even as a post-credit scene, I'll fucking take that.
We know, what's that guy's name? Who's Doctor Strange's pal? The guy that's fighting the Abomination. Benedict Wong. What's his name?
Just Wong.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Is Benedict Wong's character's name Wong?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. That should have been way easier to remember then. That's weird. but anyway, he's in it, is my point. Why not? Why not give us an Iron Fist?
I'm down for that.
Imagine the fight between the two. They're supposed to be the two best.
Oh, it'd be so good.
It'd be so good. But that's why you can't have Finn Jones. Finally, Cade, man, Reebok, right? Mind you, one of the best shoe brands out there. If you're not wearing Reeboks, I don't even want to know about it. Reeboks have crossed over with Jurassic Park, and the Reebok Jurassic Park collection has just dropped, and we have had a look at it, and it is fucking amazing. If you haven't seen it, check it out, because some of these shoes, man, Jesus Christ, this is like, I don't think I'm the type of person that could get away with wearing these shoes necessarily, but man, I wish I was, because some of them are fucking great.
I wish I was 20 years younger, because I'll be rocking some of these shoes for sure. Man, yeah. You know what? These are, to be honest, these aren't shoes to be worn. These are shoes to collect.
Yeah, but some of them are to be worn, man. You can't have those things and not take them out to the streets and go, look at these fucking T-Rex looking things on my feet. I've got velociraptors on my feet, boy.
You better watch out, boy.
You better watch out. I guess my point is here, like, because this is obviously a very visual thing. So I want everyone to go and look at this Reebok versus Jurassic Park collection. But as far as these sorts of things go, like, what is one thing that you would want Reebok to do a crossover with? If you could have anything as far as, you know, that sort of pop culture-y, something within the pop culture movie zeitgeist, what would you have on your Reebok shoes?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm gonna go triggering for you. I would love Reebok to release the running shoes that you do see in Forrest Gump when he does a cross country running.
Come on now. Get out of here with your Forrest Gump shit.
Because I think they were Reeboks too.
They probably were Reeboks, Cade. And, you know, it fucking almost completely sent the company broke. How dog shit that movie was.
Man.
They lost so many sales because fucking Forrest Gump endorsed fucking Reebok. I'm going to go something way cooler than that. I would like to see, and this is, you know, tying in with the release of G.I. Joe Snake Eyes, I would like to see a G.I. Joe crossover.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
Because I think that would be pretty cool. I think there's a lot of fucking cool G.I. Joe characters. Or a Street Fighter one, now that I think about it. You could either go Street Fighter. Imagine like some full green, like Blanca ones with just like an orange tongue or something like that. I don't know.
I'm raising it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, you could only do four.
Nah, you can do heaps more, because you can do Master Splinter. You can do Shredder.
You could Bebop, Rocksteady.
Yeah.
Fucking the other ones.
Like little Foot purple Clan. Tufts of hair on the end.
The Master Splinter ones are just like just actual dead rats that they've just like cut out and stuffed.
No. They're like what Master Splinter wore, where it was just like a piece of wood and some twine.
Just those classic Asian samurai clogs.
Yeah.
Hey, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles would be pretty good. I mean, it's no Street Fighter, but I like it. It's certainly better than fucking Forrest Gump.
Maybe that could be the crossover, is Street Fighter versus Ninja Turtles.
Street Fighter versus Ninja Turtles. Why haven't they made that game yet? Or have they? Marvel versus Capcom. Ninja Turtles aren't Marvel. Let's move on. anything else that you want to discuss this week before we wrap this episode up?
No, mate, I think that's it. You know, you can't be some good kick talk right at the end of an episode, because you talk about kicks in an audio-only platform, people are all on board for that.
They're like, oh, my God, I can visualize these shoes so well. These guys have done such a great job at describing them. Just for those playing at home, Kate has had on those fucking sunglasses from the... those deal with it sunglasses from fucking memes and whatnot. He's had them on for like a good 10 minutes now, and I haven't been able to concentrate properly because he just looks very fucking weird. And this is why I don't do Zoom calls normally, because he can put effects on and stuff. And normally when he's in the room, he can't. He's just fat. that's no effect. Hey, that is going to do it though for today. We will be back next week with a brand new episode. In the meantime, if you like what you've heard, why not do one of these things? You can hit the subscribe button. You can leave us a review, right? You can just tell a friend about us, which is probably the best thing to do for the show, or you can join the Facebook listener community. by searching the Comic Confidential listener community on Facebook. And if you want to get in contact with us or just join in on the conversation, the links to all our socials are in the show notes for this episode. And finally, Comic Confidential is part of the CC Radio Network alongside other great shows like The Countdown with Paul and Wayne and Believe, hosted by the man sitting way across the city, Cade.
It's pretty good. Go check it out. Season 12 will be probably dropping by the time this episode comes out.
Holy shit, season 12.
It's a lot of seasons, man. What are you fucking,
How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah, it's going to end really disappointingly. All my listeners are going to want to kill me.
Yeah, fair enough. But that is, if you want to check out those other shows, you just head to ccradio.com.au to check those out. Kate, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join me, your friend, for an episode. It's been great having you on. I'm sure everyone's enjoyed it. You've been on for a couple now.
Look, that's this is three in a row.
It's three in a row. That's it.
That's a hat trick, mate. So I'm off to go sink piss now to celebrate my hat trick.
We won't see you for another 30-odd episodes. But, hey, it's been great. That is it, though. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Troy.
I'm Cade.
And this has been Comic Confidential.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.